Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Moving Together, a new transport strategy from the government, is aiming to alleviate the economic and social costs of congestion and car dependency while scaling up public transport, active travel and electric vehicle infrastructure. And I'm conscious that an awful lot of you may be listening in private cars, so listen up, because some critics say the strategy is just another way for the government to punish road users for using the only form of transport they feel able to rely on. I'm joined now to discuss this further by Dublin Green Party MEP Ciarán Cough and Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport and communications, Martin Kenny. You're both very welcome to the programme. I'll come to you, Ciarán Cough, first of all. What are the headlines here? What's a big idea with Moving Together?
Well, look, it's a series of measures, and really my understanding is that the strategy will give local authorities more powers to make plans for traffic and, where they so wish, to say, look, we'll put in place clean air zones within our cities and towns, or we'll reallocate road space, or we'll put in park and ride, or prioritise electric vehicles in areas where there's high pollution. The way I look at it, it's a series of measures. One of the things that may be on the cards is congestion pricing, but I think that's a long way away. I know around Europe it's in place in, I think, 14 different cities, but certainly, I mean, there are over 700 cities that have vehicle restrictions in their town or city centres. There's over 700 cities that have that. So
surely
I think it's a series of
measures. Surely you'd agree with congestion charges for private cars or restrictions on private cars to disincentivize the use of private cars?
Well, I think what I'd do first is put in place a clearer green light for public transport. And I think that's what my colleagues on Dublin City Council are doing with the traffic plan that is set to be approved, which will basically get rid of a lot of the congestion on the Liffey Quays by saying that cars will no longer be able to drive straight through the city centre on their way somewhere else. And I think for the 40% of people who come to the city centre by bus, this will be great news.
Okay, let me bring in.
It won't be great news for the 20% of motorists, but I think we have to prioritise public transport.
What's not to like, Martin Kenny?
Oh, there's nothing not to like on the outside of it, but the truth is we have a serious problem in Dublin and in many of our cities around the, and indeed around the country, when it comes to public transport. It isn't as reliable as it needs to be. It isn't efficient. People tell me that they're waiting at the bus stop and they look up and the time says it'll be here in 3 minutes, and, you know, 15 minutes later the bus hasn't arrived, or two buses drive by full. And, you know, the reliability is the big issue, particularly with public transport. We have the same problem with our trains. Our trains are, particularly at the weekends or at when people are travelling to and from work, they're very congested, very full. People are using public transport, they're making that choice, but they're not getting the service that they need.
But
it's unreliable.
This is the idea behind the plan. But hang on a second, what's your complaint, because this is the idea behind the plan to put an awful lot of investment into buses and into trains and public transport.
My criticism, if you want to call it a criticism, really is that I'm very hesitant in going down the route of talking about having congestion charges and all of this when you don't have adequate possibilities for people in place. We need to ensure that people have got reliable alternatives first. And when you have reliable alternatives first, then you can do that.
Okay.
You
know, bring in so is the Sinn Féin position
the
then?
You have enough.
Is the Sinn Féin position, given the climate catastrophe that we have, is to wait for a grade A public transport system before you disincentivize cars? That's what you said.
No, we're not waiting for perfection. What we're waiting for is an adequate service.
What does that mean?
Just an adequate service, and we haven't got an adequate.
What does it mean then?
Well, what that means is the people that live, for instance, in the commuter belt around Dublin City, and they're trying to get a bus into work and have to wait for sometimes 20 minutes, half an hour, buses drive by them full and they can't get a service. That's what that means. It means that we shouldn't be waiting 20 years for a metro. It means that we should have an adequate heavy rail service out to the airport. It means that we should have adequate public transport across many of our towns and cities in the country, which we don't have.
Isn't he right, Ciarán?
And we are improving.
No, I don't think he is. And I think he's using a line that the AA used when bus lanes were being introduced back in the late 1990s. I well remember Conor Faulkner saying, look, bus lanes are all very well, but we have to have all the other infrastructure in place before we do this. We need park and ride at every motorway exit. We need dedicated this and that. And look, I mean, it's the Thomas Aquinas line of make me holy, but not just yet. I think we have to work in the real world. And in the real world, buses are being hampered by being stuck behind rows of cars that have one person on them.
If Thomas Aquinas was living out in Selbridge, he'd be waiting for 20 or 30 minutes sometimes.
If Thomas Aquinas was on Selbridge, he might be stuck on a bus waiting to get on or off the roads that are jammed with cars in the city centre.
Or poor old Aquinas would be waiting half an hour at the bus stop.
I think the words out of his mouth would neither be holy nor chaste. But look, the principle is that you reallocate road space. No, I think what you have to do is reallocate the space, because if every second bus is being stuck behind cars, we're not going to get the reliability that we need. And that's why people are complaining. So I think we've got to do two things. We've got to boost public transport and we've got to make it more reliable.
Martin.
And, you know, one of the cities in Europe that works really well on this is Stockholm, where they reallocate the money they get from congestion pricing and they put it into improving public transport.
Martin.
The main reason why buses are not reliable isn't because they're clogged up with cars. It's because there isn't enough buses. It's because the buses that are there are full. It's because they haven't got enough drivers for the buses they've got. It's because the system isn't working efficiently and effectively. You know, the issue of congestion can be an issue at times, but it is a tiny part of the problem. The main problem we've got is that we don't have enough buses.
It's been costed at €300 million a year, though. It's been costed at €300 million a year. So I think tiny doesn't quite really capture the scale of congestion in Dublin. €336 million in 2022.
We simply don't have a first-class public transport system. We don't even have an adequate public transport system.
But it's the same as true.
Let me ask you this.
Can I ask this question to Martin Kelly? Because the same is absolutely true, Martin Kelly, in your own constituency. But yet you put up with a toll charge for people in Leitrim, for example, in your own constituency. Why shouldn't Dubs do the same?
You mean the N4 toll charge when we're going up to Dublin? Yeah, nobody likes it, and we've seen it increase several times over the past year, 18 months, and we have complained each time and called on the government not to increase it. We need to see it's there as a legacy of a public-private partnership, deals that were done, which were bad deals in the past, very bad deals, and they should be got rid of.
Here you are advocating on behalf of Dubs, but not your own constituents.
No. I'm not advocating on behalf of Dubs or my own constituents. What I'm advocating on is behalf of common sense. We need to have an adequate public transport system in place before we punish people for using the only option that very often they have.
Kieran Cuff, Anne, text the programme 51551. She says, what alternative have people with mobility issues? Many people can't use public transport, but bus and cycle is all we have here. Inclusivity, my eye, she says.
No, I think it's there. And I think the local authorities in Dublin have bent over backwards to facilitate people with mobility impairments who need to drive. And I think if you look at some of the recent schemes like the Capel Street pedestrianisation, the council was at pains to point out the availability of disabled parking close to where people need to go
it's
to.
Still inadequate,
so I think that's a red herring. We need to be good at engaging with those who have a disability. But we also need to continue to roll out quality infrastructure, because it's not just about congestion, it's about improving air quality as well. At a European level, over 300,000 people die prematurely every year due to poor air quality. And in cities like Dublin, on days when there's not much air movement, transport contributes to making that air quality worse. And we've got to look at cities. We've got to look at cities like Brussels, where, for instance, on a high air pollution day, public transport is free. And I think these kind of measures are really worth introducing. And I think what the government is doing is making sure that local authorities have the ability to roll out measures that they have been barred from doing up until now.
You're insisting, Kieran, on developing high density accommodation in cities like Dublin, for example, and then insisting on implementing charges like these and changes like these for motorists. Surely the solution, which is a win for everyone, is to develop housing estates where there's loads of space in towns like Mullingar and invest in high-speed trains. Then there's no problem for anyone.
No, I think there's, well, I'm not insisting on anything. What I am saying is that we need medium density, good quality density, good quality and good density. And we need to have mixed use settlements where people can live, work and enjoy themselves without having to hop into a car and drive for 2 hours. Okay. I think it's more complex, but this strategy talks about better spatial planning. It talks about getting rid of monofunctional zoning. This is music to my ears because I'm trained as a town planner, and sometimes I'm driven to despair by the zonings on a map that say you work here and you live here and you'll have to drive between the two. But I think within this strategy, it talks about road space reallocation, it talks about freight efficiency, it talks about park and ride. I think all of these measures are needed. And if they don't work, then maybe we need to think about congestion pricing.
Okay, one or two texts. Is Dublin congestion charge on the way, says one listener. About bus transfers, where are the drivers to come from? Can't be got at the moment. It's not the buses stuck behind cars, but cars stuck behind buses. And taking examples from cities like Stockholm with completely different infrastructure and culture is useless. Buses are totally unreliable, says that listener to 51551. Ciarán Cuff of the Greens and Sinn Féin's Martin Kenny. Thank you both.